Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
So wait, you're going to introduce me, right? And I don't have to say anything?
Yes, I'm going to introduce you, but I'm only saying your first name.
Hannah. Okay, yeah, just say Hannah. That's fine. we're just not going to do the last name.
You're not going to say the last name? What if people want to look you up?
Okay, yeah, we can do that. So are you going to be like, okay, this is Haunt Me? Okay, I'm just thinking too hard. Just go. I came here to party and I ain't going, 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 and I ain't going, going, going.
It's time to stop overthinking and start drinking. Drinking, drinking, drinking,
drinking, drinking, drinking. Hey, Drunkenistas, and welcome back to another episode of On the Rocks with Ron Janae. I'm Ron Janae, if you didn't already fucking know by now. And guys, today I am so excited. I know that I say that every single episode, and I probably will continue to say that for future episodes, but today I'm especially excited because I have a special guest with me. This guest holds a special place in my heart, and their music a special place in my ears. Does that make sense? I have no idea, but I'm gonna go with it. Without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to our guest, Hannah.
Hey, guys. What's up?
That was so awkward. The way you came in, it's fine. We're going to go with it. This is her first time. She's a little bit nervous, but we'll pop the cherry. And after, she'll be a pro. Okay.
I'm excited to be on this podcast, and I'm excited to talk about music and everything else with you. So yes. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, I'm excited just to talk about our journeys because they're very similar, but also very different. And that's what we're going to be talking about today before I like go on a whole tangent and then we're 20 minutes in and you guys are like, so what's the point? We're talking about being creators in a space where creators don't really live, mm-hmm. I guess.
Yeah, it's something about just how it can be difficult to mm-hmm. kind of flourish in whatever you are passionate about when you don't have a lot of people around you that are interested in the same thing. Or we were talking about this earlier a little bit, how we can sometimes feel like it's a small pond.
Yeah.
In a sense. So I'm excited to like have a conversation about that too, and just to see what we each do to stay creative, because it's very important.
Yeah. Like, for example, for me to stay creative, I'm a podcaster and you're a musician. Before we get too far into this, I do want you to say your full name. Guys, I didn't really know how to say her last name, so I said, fuck it, you're going to have to say it yourself. But if you could say your whole name so that those listening, our Drunkenistas, can, like, look you up and look up your music, which we're definitely going to touch base on later, but I do want them to hear your name.
Yeah, my name is Hannah Tsunhasi. Everyone always says Hannah, but it's Hannah. And yeah, that's how you pronounce it. It's kind of hard, but you can just call me Hannah.
I mean, but one day people aren't even going to think twice about how to pronounce your name.
That's like, true.
Because your music is about to blow up, baby.
Hopefully.
Girl, don't say hopefully.
No, I know. I believe in myself. Yeah. Confidence.
Work hard, confidence. Grind, and believe in yourself.
True, 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 true.
And soon everyone will know your name. And I probably still won't be able to pronounce your last name. So that's cool. That's cool. But we are from the Midwest. Mm-hmm. Everyone knows where I'm from. You're where I'm from.
Yeah. Little small town.
Little small town. And it's not filled with a lot of creators. Like, not even our town, but the Midwest in general mm-hmm. is not filled with a lot of creators or creative enterprises to go into. Which has always been a struggle for me.
Yeah, even if we look at like Kansas City or St. Louis, there's more outlets to express your creativity, yeah. but it's still like very limited. So yeah, it's difficult to find like people to share the same passions and stuff.
Yeah, and I found that it's important that when you find those people that you latch on to them so that you can have conversations about what you're going through. Because I talk to my friends mm-hmm. every day. Or maybe every other day, you know, whatever. But I talk to my friends regularly about the struggles that I'm facing in the work that I'm producing, but they don't really understand. They're still supportive, but it's really hard for me to tell them, oh my goodness, I have this sponsorship that I need to finish, and I need to make so many posts on so many different outlets. And they're like, okay, and?
Yeah, they don't, like, understand that, like, aspect of it. Like, yeah. That's why it's so important to obviously have your friends that you can just go out, have a good time, people who understand you. But mm-hmm. you also need to keep those people who are creative around you. Because exactly. they know, like you said, like, the sponsorships or promos or cover art, like, they don't really understand, and to an extent they might not care. So it's hard to, like, fuel your passion when someone might not, like, understand it to help you fuel it. So, like, mm-hmm. us having conversation, that, like, fuels both of our passions in a sense. So
yeah, and we get questions answered, and then we're able to continue going mm-hmm. forth with our passion projects, our careers, our futures. Mm-hmm. But it's really hard to put it into perspective for those who aren't in this industry with us.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm on, girl, what's out of the entertainment industry am I on? I don't even know. The podcasting side, but you're on the music side. Yeah. Like, you have a very, like, cutthroat. But you have a very,
I know what you mean. I can't find the word, but I know what you mean.
You guys better know what we mean. And for me, I guess it's podcasting, I guess, mm-hmm. but yeah. whatever. I forgot where I was going with that thought because it took me so long to explain that idea. So I'm going to move on, I guess. But yeah, it's just really hard. No, you're fine. It's really hard sometimes. And I think, I remember the idea, guys. I think sometimes, not sometimes, mm-hmm. most of the time, people see me trying to sound smart. People see the forefront and not the behind the scenes.
Yes. And you don't even realize the behind the scenes until you're so fully into the scenes. Exactly. And then you're like, oh fuck,
the behind the scenes is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
like, if my brain wasn't already scrambled
mm-hmm.
from college and drinking and going out with friends and all those things that you do as a young adult, if my brain was not already scrambled being in the industry and being behind the scenes, mm-hmm. trying to be the host, the editor, the promoter, the brander, just trying to do everything and wear so many hats mm-hmm. has scrambled my brain in a sense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into it too, but everyone sees the end product. And the end product, we make it look good. We make it sound good.
And they don't realize the amount of, like, work and how many people have come. Sometimes, like you said, it's a one-person team. Sometimes there's so many people that come together, and it's just, like, I don't know. I think that's why, as struggling artists, we kind of have this sense of, like, we just want to share our work with as many people as possible. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy how we'll put so much into a project or a single thing, and then it's hard to see, what's the right word? Like,
a girl? I know what you're
okay,
what you're
yeah, yeah.
But it's hard to see the
what's the word?
What is the word? Bird is the word.
Oh, like recognition, kind
yes,
of.
Yes, recognition.
Yeah.
But, like, that's also not the only thing that you're going off of. But whenever you do put so much of your time, your energy, your blood, your sweat, your tears mm-hmm. into something, you obviously do want others to see that and want that to be reciprocated, but it's not always like that, and you have to stay consistent. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
And one thing that I've learned being a creator is a lot of people will make fun of me for doing what I love, but a lot of people aren't brave like me in order to do this.
Yeah, like, it's a very vulnerable thing. Like
you
were saying, like, to put yourself out there to talk about topics that people kind of shy away from, for example, to write lyrics about, like, real life events involving people who probably hear those or people who know about those people. Like, it's very vulnerable. And you're right, like, some people, that's why I was afraid to put out music, because I was mm-hmm. like, from engineering background, I'm like, I don't know if people will respect this as much, you know, like, and it's kind of the sad part of it. But then when you really just sit there and something is actually making you genuinely happy, mm-hmm. I think I just butchered that word.
You're fine. We do it. We live. We learn.
I don't know English. But that makes us really happy. You just kind of have to sit there for a second and be like, who cares? Like, what people actually, like, think about.
Girl,
like, I'm
preach.
Yeah, like, I'm chasing my passion. Why should I worry about, like, people who are worried about you or are maybe hateful or don't see who don't see why you're doing something?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like they could be doing something with
with their time.
Yeah, with their time.
Like, you could be doing something else. Why are you so focused on me?
Yeah.
And I don't know. I've got definitely gotten to that point, too. That's something that I love about our generation. Mm-hmm. I know, like, a lot of the older generation see us as aloof and that we're dreamers and all of this. And sometimes I have that disconnect with my parents. My parents are so supportive. Mm-hmm. But at times, my mom wants to recommend me different jobs that I can go into. Like, oh, you can work for this news station. Oh, you can work for this radio station. And I'm like, Mom, I don't want to continue working for other people. Like, I want to do what I'm passionate about. Mm-hmm. And like you said, you can't worry about what other people are thinking of you. Because if you do, you'll never pursue your passion. And it does take a lot of vulnerability to do what the both of us are doing. And being a musician, girl, that takes a lot of vulnerability, especially with a lot of your songs. They have been a consistent
very personal
theme so far. I mean, you're expanding and you're growing as an artist, but I feel like a lot of them have been about relationships that have failed.
Yep, exactly. Yeah, I always look at my music as, like, sad bitch music. I don't know. Like, I want to, like,
cute.
Yeah, I kind of want to, like, shy away from that. But I also want to, like, people, as a Pisces, people think, like, sadness. Like, obviously, you don't want to sit in that. But I like to make music that has helped me write kind of through the sadness. Like, when I write, it's like a journal entry kind of in a way. And by the time the song is released, I like surpass that sadness. And it's kind of cool to, you know, when you are like in a bad mood or something, you listen to a song that reflects that mood.
Yes.
It helps you.
Every day.
Yeah.
Same. I give myself like an hour every single day to be a sad bitch, an angry bitch. Mm-hmm.
And then you can move on from it.
Yeah. And I like find my music. It's usually when I'm in the shower. I don't know. I have some good thoughts in the shower too.
Yeah.
Like,
that's actually scientific proof of why. It's because like something in your brain like is like calm anyways. Huh. But yeah.
Is that the engineer coming out? I'm just kidding.
No, literally.
You're like, bitch, no, that's not engineering. And I'm like, is it? But no, I definitely get that. And I do love that you like to create that music that just makes people feel a certain type of way. Mm-hmm. And I've definitely like felt a certain type of way every single time listening to all of your songs. Mm-hmm. So right now you have three?
Yep, three.
Three songs.
I have one that I featured on, but I don't really... I mean, it's not like my own song, so.
Yeah, got that. But three that are truly yours.
Yes.
Were they like yours from the whole like inception to writing to blah, 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 blah?
Yeah.
Me not knowing the steps.
No,
please take us through the steps.
Yeah, they, so the first song I came out with, Deserve, I had written that and yeah, I wrote every single lyric on there by myself. And then I was able to, record that everything and get that out. And then the second song, I also wrote that by myself. But then the third song, You'll Never
Girl,
Change.
You gotta say names.
Oh, sorry.
The second
sorry.
Song is called the Drama. Second song.
No, no, literally, that's literally what it's called. Drama. Sorry, the second song is called Drama.
Yeah.
And that was a very personal. That song, it was kind of. I always say it's like a diss track, but it's like
I gotta go listen back to it.
No, literally.
Wait, who's it about?
It was just about some friends that I worked with that okay, it was
yeah,
don't put that in
there. I bleep them out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so Drama was a very personal song that was about kind of how you, I like that theme that you said of like failed relationships, but it was about a failed friendship. And more as in a so where I was the one done wrong. And it's kind of like a situation where you're done wrong and then you're expected to just move on. Like everyone's moving on from the situation, but no one's like, hey, like we really like fucked her over. Can I cuss on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I cuss? Sorry. I did not go over any rules. Girl, this is my whole quarter life crisis. You can do whatever you want on this podcast.
Okay. In that case, but it was like,
calls up every name in the book.
No. It was, yeah. So they had like, a group of people just fucked you over and then they don't, it doesn't really affect them because they get to move on. They get to continue. And it affected me a lot. And it still does because it's like a chapter wasn't closed. Obviously now I'm so grateful it happened because it has propelled me into better things and working with people that I really respect. But yeah, that's kind of what the song was about. And I have like a lot of Easter eggs in there. And I think that's cool.
I'm going to go re-listen to it now that I know
there was like
who it's about.
Huh?
I said, now that I know what it's about, I'm going to go listen to it and like dissect the lyrics. Like, girl, is this what you meant? This part?
Some of my favorite lyrics are in there. So I think, I don't know. There's this one lyric that only the person who I wrote about would like understand. It was kind of, I don't know. But yeah, it was a very, it was easy to write because I had a lot of shit to say. Oh. And
sometimes those were the best projects though. Mm-hmm. Like the episodes that I've sat down and I've just been able to rant have been like, I feel like my most powerful episodes because
very genuine
easy to do. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's what I find. That's why I try to be so vulnerable with my music and so transparent, because you can put up this front of whatever you want to write about. And obviously not everything you write about has to be 100% true. But
yeah,
it's just like, what's the point of being a creative at that point if you're just putting on a front in a way? So I don't know, like even like heartbreaks, like I have a song that I'm working on that I think is going to be the most vulnerable just because it's about just like cheating, and I'm just like admitting like, hey, I got cheated on, and but I'm turning it into something. And
sad
bitch music.
Yeah, sad bitch music.
But I don't know, it's in, yeah, it's important, and that's why it was easy to write those. And my third song was a little bit, it's called You'll Never Change.
There we go.
Me learning. And it was more of a fun song. It kind of, I just wanted to get it out. Doesn't have as much meaning as the other first two, just because it was, like I said, it was more fun. I wanted to mess around with the harmonies, which I really like in it. And my producer Elliot helped write like a line or two, so that was cool.
But I will say, your third song, You'll Never Change, you never say that in the song.
Yeah, I was trying to be quirky because like I was saying change for me the whole time, and they never change.
Yeah, it's like change for me. Y'all already know I'm a singer. Y'all don't need me to show off right now. Look, I want to put her in her place. Feature, and then it's just me in the background, like, singing terribly. I swear, though, one day I'm going to get copyrighted on this because, like, I just bust out in music randomly sometimes. So if it happens, we'll deal with it then.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there.
But, yeah, I love that you're vulnerable with your music and you're just starting off your career of being a musician. So with that comes growth, and right now you're in your sad bitch phase, but hopefully you don't stay that long.
fingers crossed it's just a phase,
but
yeah, probably I'll move on to like more happier music, but I still want to keep the like R&B foundation but not that R&B has to be sad. But
yeah, but like, who inspired you to really, well, let me kind of like add a couple questions together. How did you like start music? Like, when did you know that this was your passion?
So let me see. I think the first time I knew it was something I really liked is when I would take guitar lessons when I was little. This was in like middle school.
Okay.
But I did talent shows in school once too, and I was always kind of the person that was in the background, but for these talent shows I did not care, like I wasn't scared or anything, and I think at that point I was like, oh yeah, I love this.
Yeah.
But when I went to high school and then especially college, I was like, this is just like a side like hobby thing,
which sucks.
Yeah, because it kind of pulls away from it.
Yeah, and as kids we're just so invincible, like we have these dreams and we do not care what anyone thinks. Yeah. And then as we grow up, we're just kind of conditioned to
follow a certain path.
Safe path. And you just become so much more self-conscious about what you're doing. And I feel like every single year you age, you become more self-conscious, because that's how I was. Mm-hmm. Like, I always have had this dream, like since 8, that I want to be a talk show host. Mm-hmm. And I've done things to get me to that level. I've been in broadcast class. I went to school for digital media production. I've worked with a TV station. Like, I've done things to get me there, but I always kind of held back on my own outlets. For example, starting a podcast, starting a YouTube channel, things like that. I've held back on those outlets because I start to get scared of what others would think.
Yep. It's that fear. It's the thing. Like, sometimes even when I was asked to perform for, it was my first performance I did by myself, I was so scared. I was like trying to find different ways to back out of it. I was like, I'll just pick up a shift or something. I'll be like, I have to work.
No.
But I was like, that's what I need to do. That's like what you should do, is what scares you. And like, even I still get scared now, like reaching out to people to do videos and stuff. I'm like, these people are like pretty big. Like there's no way they're going to respond, or there's no way like I'll be able to work with them. And then sometimes, yeah, they don't respond. Sometimes they do.
They said, no, bitch.
No, get your following game up. Who are you? Yeah, literally. But like, that's kind of the beauty of it, is the journey of learning how to learn to build your confidence. Cause I've learned that confidence is literally everything. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's, I'm not saying I'm like super confident, but sometimes you have to be in your craft. You have to, I saw this quote on TikTok and it said, it's kind of narcissistic of us to believe that we shouldn't push our art out there. Like people are going to come to us.
Yeah.
So like, it's like a fine line between staying humble, you know?
I love that.
Yeah. That's,
yeah. And that's what I was going to say, that, that like, I love how you were just scared to reach out to people. I feel like that's like a level of being humble as well.
Yep.
I don't know.
I agree. Yeah, no, I know. Yeah, it's like, it's kind of like, you know, like, I know the music I put out, I love. Like, I know it's good, but I don't want to seem, like, cocky at people.
Yeah, and you don't want people to seem as though you're using them.
Yes, that's also...
Like, you want to be intentional with everyone you work with. That's the word that I was going for.
Yeah, I like
you want to be intentional.
Yep.
And that's how I feel, too. I want to be intentional with every single guest that I bring on this show. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that everyone that I bring on the show, I have, like, the best relationship with, but I do want to bring in people who I admire, who inspire me to create, people who I have great relationships with. And having a great relationship with someone doesn't mean that it's picture perfect. Like even me and my best friends get into arguments here and there, but I have great relationships and they've encouraged me to grow as a person and as a creator. You know, I always want to be intentional. And I hear that from you as well when you're talking about reaching out to these different people to create music with them.
Yeah, because then it's like, it does a disservice to your art if you're not intentional with who you bring onto your show, for example. Or if I've had some people, we were talking about this earlier, that said, that were like, do you want to like feature on a song or something? But at the same time, when they send me what they want me to work with, it's kind of like, you just want a female voice. Like, you don't know, like, you don't really want me on there. And I think it's also, I've had to learn to pull back and be like, it's kind of like that humbleness thing where I haven't found my sound yet, so I don't want to help with your sound because I don't know what my sound is, you know? It's kind of like a, I'd be doing a disservice to you as well. And I think that's also another thing we need to learn, to like say no and pull
back,
you know?
You were preaching to the choir when you say that, because I used to say yes to everyone's projects, and saying yes to everyone's projects took away from mine. I'm not saying that I don't want to help anyone.
Exactly.
That's not what I'm saying at all. Mm-hmm. But I have to realize that I can't be everywhere at once.
Yep.
And I need to focus on the projects that I enjoy in conjunction with my projects.
Yeah. Because then it's not going to benefit you if you're
just
hopping on whatever project that doesn't really mean anything to you.
Yeah, so. And I used to do that all the time, especially in college. I guess I wanted to learn, which isn't a bad thing. I just wanted to learn from everyone, soak everything in. But then I realized in learning from everyone, like, I hadn't even started on my own.
Yeah.
So it came to a point where I was like, you know what? You need to start doing your own thing and meet people halfway.
Because you can learn in that. You can learn so much more just by doing it yourself too, and like going through it, so.
And now that I have something that's so precious to me, I'm very protective, bitch. I am very protective of it. And once again, I'm intentional with who I bring on. And I used to beg people, literally beg people to watch my YouTube videos, beg people to listen to my podcast, beg people to like, subscribe, leave a comment, leave a rate. I used to beg people to do that. And now I'm not. I realize those who care to listen are going to listen. Those who want to be a part of my journey are going to be a part of my journey.
Exactly.
Those who want my advice are going to tune in. And it's sad, because you would think that your community would be the first to support you, but I found so much support elsewhere.
Outside. Yeah, I agree. It's like a confidence thing, too. It's like you're learning to, because there's like two methods I like to say for marketing. There's a push and the pull method. Even when people are like, go stream now, or like, I don't know, just like by them saying now or something, like kind of forcing me to do something on my timeline, I'm like, I don't want to check it out.
Yeah.
But when people are just like, they're so confident in their art, they're like, hey, new episode out, like they're just like they're just stating like this is out, it makes me want to like be pulled into that, into their, you know,
and do the pull method, not the push. No, I've been doing the push. Let me look at so my many, Twitter. No,
so many people do the push, and I think it can kind of like hinder the progress. And but there's different marketing strategies that work for people.
Yeah.
But it's like you were saying, when people want to listen, they will tune in, because there's artists that are really big that I'm like, I wouldn't like, I don't like their stuff, but there's so many people who do. So that's what's important. If someone says they don't like your content, who cares? Like there's
dead
people
ass.
That will. Yeah.
Dead ass. I've been like, who cares? At this point, I'm like, okay,
I know it's good, so that's all that matters.
Make fun of me for doing what I love, but at the end of the day, like, I'm getting my bag.
No, literally. And like, I'm
are you paying my bills? Bitch, I live at home. What bills? You live at home?
Yeah.
We need to normalize that. Like, being in your 20s and living at home, it's smart, guys. It's really fucking smart. My parents kind of get on my nerves at times. But
it's nice, and people, I just, it's because I went to college in my hometown, so I'm like, why, what's the point of, like, I understand like getting the experience, but I don't know, I just, and I'm also foreign, so like, and moving out is not like something we usually like stay with our parents forever.
That's what I've like grown to learn about like my foreign friends, and I'm like, wow, whereas my black mother is like, bitch, you need to get a job, you need to get your ass up out of here, why are you laying around? And I'm like, mom, I have two jobs.
Literally,
like, this is a conversation like every other week. She loves me.
They just want to see you prosper.
Yeah, like, always. And I just feel like that's a like a black parents thing.
Yeah,
because I'm so used, I mean, my mom's not cussing me out, guys, but I'm just so used to how I talk with my like parents. I'm not disrespectful to my parents by any means, but how like my parents talk to me and everything. And then like I go to like white friends' houses. And then I'm like, what the
like
fuck? I'm like, your mom? What? Yeah, it's literally memes. It's like two different worlds.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like people are going to be like, your mom sounds mean. That is not what I'm saying at all. It's just
it's a
parents.
Different, like, it's just a different way of communication
it's
that
like
we have
tougher
with our
love,
And that actually helps a lot sometimes. Than being just like, okay, do your best. Like, my parents would never, they like always push me to do better.
Yeah, my mom's like,
you need to be doing more.
I need to have my mom on, like, I could quote her and make a whole
That'd
book
be a cool
off of
episode.
It. It'd be so funny. But yeah, and speaking of like pushing yourself, you got to push yourself first before you can like really give to all these different collaborations. I know you've had people reach out to you about featuring on your work
and their projects too, like vice versa, but some people don't even have like music out, so we were saying like you need to lay down a foundation for it, for me to add to your foundation, because I can't be the foundation, so I can't like add to the foundation if there's nothing there, basically. So
and that took me a little bit of time to realize. Whenever I was starting off everything, like all of my passion projects, just came to a point where I fucking hated working and I just realized that I wouldn't be happy working a 9-to-5. I did not belong there. But I was so gung-ho on doing collabs with everyone. And I think subconsciously it was like, well, this person has a bigger following than me. Yes, it would benefit me. And I know myself, I would produce great work and I had great ideas. But how are they to know that? They're not, because I didn't have anything out.
Exactly.
And I really had to take a step back and say, bitch, you got to do your own shit first. And then I did, and we're here.
See, you know, really, it's always best to, because then you have something to fall back on too, because collaborations are great, like you said, you can reach different audiences. And that's very important, but also those audiences that you do reach need to have something they can go to your page and see.
Exactly. And it's definitely been a journey, because whenever I came up with this inception, I don't know if that's the word that I want to use, but whenever I came up with this idea of On the Rocks with Ron Janae, I was at probably one of my lowest points, just because I was miserable where I was working and my relationship. I say this like so much on my podcast, and I don't think I'll ever be able to truly express to all of you drunkenistas how in the gutters I was. But I was just at my lowest point, and I did this more so to be therapeutic, to come on here every single week to share my stories, to bring on guests and share our funny drunk stories, you know, just have a good time in a time where I'm like, sorry. to have a good time in a time where I wasn't. And whenever I first started, I realized everybody was flaky and falling through on me. So it was really frustrating. And girl, tell me why I released my first episode. I was like, yeah, this is what my podcast is going to be. I'm going to have guests every single week. And the next week I come back and I'm like, fuck everybody. They're fake. They're not coming on.
No, literally, everybody's fake.
And that's how I felt for like the first couple episodes, because I was so mad that nobody wanted to help support me in my project. And I was like, I have it on my own.
That's when you got to take matters in your own hands. And
I did.
Believe in yourself. Yeah. That's what the confidence, I'm telling you. It's all a confidence in your art.
Yeah.
Very, very important. Because even I have, like, I run everything, like, visual wise through my cousin Arita. Like, she's probably like the backbone. I always say she could be the artist. She was like, but I can't hit a note. But she's very like, she has a really cool aesthetic that she sees. And so I run everything through her in that sense, because I'm not confident in the visuals. But for my music, I do still run that, like, I show her first, but I usually know what will sound good. Yeah. You know, and like, you just know. I think it's so important to know that piece of your craft. Maybe we don't know everything about marketing, branding, but the foundation is what we do know most about.
Exactly.
And, you know, it is very important.
And the foundation is what gets it all started. Mm-hmm. So we both know that, like, being a creator comes with its ups and downs. And it definitely – are you serious? Okay. It definitely comes with its highlights as well. But what are some, like, obstacles you faced in creating your music?
I think – for the music aspect is how I want to sound. Like, if I want to have like a certain sound to me or a certain theme. But I think you'll never know that until you continue just to make more music. And
it will always change. I feel like, I mean, you may fall into a certain theme, but I feel like every single artist that I listen to is always evolving and changing. Mm-hmm. And if you're not, then your music kind of becomes bland. Why do I listen to it? So I think you go through your changes. Shout out to Justin Bieber. That's my main. I'm just kidding. Haley, I'm kidding. Don't come for me. But I do too. Oh my gosh, you love Justin.
Yeah, I don't.
Girl,
yeah.
I'm a
believer. Stopped following him on social media because I like stopped loving him, but then I love him again. Like, I don't know.
No, I love him. Like, dead ass. This is so embarrassing, but whenever he would post on social media that he was having a bad day, this was before, like, Haley. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who he's – it was probably he was dating Selena, too, during this time, whatever. But this was, like, back when he was a single lad.
Yeah.
And he would post just on Instagram saying that he had a bad day or something. I would either comment or send him, like, a Instagram DM, like, it's gonna get better. Dead ass. I acted like I was friends with him. Who am I?
Scene.
Yes, scene. Oh, gosh.
That's so, that's so sweet, though.
Girl.
You probably helped him through it. You just don't know it.
He's like, listens to this podcast.
No, literally.
Like, I remember your name.
No, I'm scrolling through his DMs.
That's if you so could cool, give though. Me some backstage passes.
No, literally.
Changes.
Changes.
I'll be there.
Hashtag. This is free promo, so.
Literally. But then I lost our track.
What were
the obstacles?
Oh, yeah, because it changes and then, yeah.
So the obstacles, now that we're back on track, that you face. I think, sorry to
go ahead.
While you come up with your thought, I know that we both talked about this, so that's why I know that it's a good point to bring up, is just the money as well as the time that it goes into creating any project as a creator. Like, this shit is not cheap. And it's very time consuming on top of the jobs that I'm already working. But because I want to do this for a living and I believe so much in myself that I can do this as a living, I find the time and use the money that I'm making from my jobs to fund these projects. But it does get fucking expensive.
Yeah, very expensive.
Yeah, and I can only imagine for you, because you, like, have your cover art, you have your studio time, you have your producer, you have, if you need to bring anyone else for backup vocals, you, like, you, there are so many parts to music that I and probably the average person will never understand when it comes to bringing a track together. Mm-hmm. To get that final piece, there are so many parts to music, and that shit adds up.
It does. It's very like, it's kind of like, I don't know, it adds up, but then you, it's kind of in a sense you don't care, but you care. Yeah. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, I always like, say, or go ahead.
Sorry. No. It's like, you know that you're funding your passion and that it'll pay off in the end.
Exactly.
So right now it's hard and you're not seeing the profit from it, but you're not worried about the profit. Yeah. You're worried about creating what you love to create, and that's what makes you happy. But then you're like, damn, I'm a little broke.
No, literally. But it's kind of like, I'd rather spend, like, put money towards something that's making me happy and that I believe in versus, like, I don't know.
You better
like,
not say drinking.
Why was I not drinking, just say girl, going
nope,
out?
I'm putting money toward that.
Like, even like, okay, clothes, for example. I don't have like, a, I don't know, just something, I don't know, a random, you know, something else you would
no,
spend money
I get
on.
What you're saying, yeah.
But like, I don't know, I'd rather do that. And in a sense, I think this mentality a lot of people have is in order to follow your dreams, you need to quit your 9-to-5 mm-hmm. and just go after your dreams. But people don't realize, like, it doesn't matter where you are working. If you can find like that profit to support your dreams, and yeah. Who cares? Like, if you are, I guess, okay, 8 hours a day, we're not like super in love with what we're doing, but if we can come home and create something that we are in love with, that kind of like fuels our day to be like, oh, I get to go home and record, or I get to go to, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I have a different opinion, and I think it's just because I did work a 9-to-5 job mm-hmm. and I was so miserable in it.
Yeah.
I get where you're coming from, and I see, like, the, I see the idea. Because, mm-hmm. like, right now, I don't mind my though. Jobs. Mm-hmm. But I do know when I come home at the end of the day, I get to, like, fuel my passion.
Yep.
But I'm like, a 9-to-5 job, bitch, that ain't for everybody.
Oh, yeah, 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 for sure. Like, you wanna make sure, like, you wanna have that until maybe your passion will be able to fund you,
yeah.
So you can leave that. But like you said, and I agree with, like, I'm not worried about the profits right now because I genuinely do this
exactly.
because it's making me happy. And I think that's important. A lot of people have asked me, like, so how long do you think you're gonna go with music? Like, when do you gonna, because you know, like, some people mm-hmm. are, I don't know,
some people want to see you fail before it happens, like,
yeah.
So they like talk about it, they like speak it
yeah.
into the universe, and it's like they yeah. want to hear you and your insecurities and your doubts.
Mm-hmm. They want
so,
yeah.
so that they know that you're failing, I guess.
Yeah, they want to, I guess they look at the negative so quickly, and it's like, why? I think the better question should be like, how long are you going to keep doing it until it doesn't make you happy anymore? Because
yeah.
I think happiness is like such, like, when you go through a lot of bad things, I think just something that makes you happy is so important. People don't
it
like
truly
realize that.
Is.
But yeah.
No, I definitely
yeah.
So yeah, way to sum up that point. No, but I just yeah, I'm such a big component of doing whatever makes you happy. Mm-hmm. I just
yeah.
I've been so unhappy in things that I've done, and I've realized I will never be happy until I just do what I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I unapologetically do it as me, and mm-hmm. that's what I'm doing, and it's been fun.
Yeah.
And like you said, it's not to guys, I just had an epiphany. I just stopped and, like, I gave you a signal. I don't know what that was. I'm so sorry. But you said it's not about the profit. It is not about the profit for
yeah.
me. But for the individuals who care about the profit, I feel like those are the ones who quit
yep.
or they get burnt out.
Yep.
Whenever I did my YouTube channel, all I cared about was, like, the views and the recognition. And that's why I quit, because I was like, this is not me. I'm trying to fit into this cookie-cutter teen mm-hmm. relatable phase when I'm not a fucking teen. I'm a full ass adult. I drink alcohol.
I
pay my bills. I went to school. You know, I'm
yeah.
a full blown adult.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to fit into this teen realm for the profit and the views when that wasn't me.
Yeah.
And now in my podcast, like, I'm not turning profits, but I genuinely love it. I genuinely love coming on here, sharing my stories, giving advice, hearing from all of you drunkenistas who need help in what area you are in life. Like, I genuinely just love doing it, and that's why I continue to do
mm-hmm.
it, because it brings me happiness. For those people who, whatever they're doing in life, whether they're a doctor and they're doing it for the money, a lawyer, they're doing it for the money, a mechanic and they're doing it for the money, an artist and they're doing it for the money. Like, it doesn't even have to be the creative scrope. What the fuck? I was being so serious. But it doesn't even have to be in the creative scope. Mm-hmm. Just any individual who does something for money,
it's gonna fail.
Yeah, it's gonna fail because it's not bringing them happiness. Like, don't get me wrong, it's nice to make money.
Yeah, we're not anti-money over
we're
here.
We're not anti-money. I need the bag. I need it to literally be secured. But if you're only doing something for the money, you're gonna be extremely unhappy. And I hear that so much with people our age. Mm-hmm. It's so sad now because I work at a retail store. That's one of my jobs. Mm-hmm. And I'll just ask people, oh, what do you plan to do with that degree? Well,
I don't know.
Me. I don't know. Or no, that's not a good example. I'm going to use nurses. I don't want to shit on nurses because nurses are really like the backbone of the hospital. They do a great job in my surgeries that I've had. Like, my nurse was there by my side. Like, great. Like, mm-hmm. I love nurses. But this is what I will say. I've heard a lot of people say they're getting a nursing degree because they know that they'll have a guaranteed job and they know that they'll be paid well, which, yeah, that's not bad, but do you like it?
Yeah, that's true. I think it kind of like, that's how I went into my degree. I knew it was stable. I knew I could find a good job. Knock on wood. I'm about to graduate, but
yeah, this bitch is a whole ass engineer over here.
Barely. Like, I haven't learned anything. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to Mizzou Engineering. I can see, like, I understand that aspect. Because I have a different mentality, like, for school. I think it is also important to kind of be realistic in a way.
Yeah.
Especially if so much money is being put into it. If you can get, like, a full ride and stuff, like, shout out.
Who getting,
like,
a full ride nowadays?
No. Yeah, no, literally.
Who getting? Miss Rona said, ain't nobody getting a fast food.
No, literally.
Nobody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's very expensive. And I think people need to put that in perspective when they are looking for degrees. Mm-hmm. And, I don't know.
And not everyone has to go to college.
Yeah, that's also another thing. Yeah, see, that's it. Podcast over. That was the. But that's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Hey, girl, you gotta keep going with your point.
Hold on. What was I gonna say? Hold on. Okay. Yeah, so a lot of people, I think they have to look at it as what. They have to be realistic about it. But then in a way, that doesn't mean you have to do something you hate, you know?
Ooh, that was a good point.
Me, thank you.
That was a good point. Let's give her a round of applause. Yeah, you can be realistic about your career aspirations, mm-hmm. but that doesn't mean you have to do something that you hate. Mm-hmm. And you can have your passion projects on the side too. Okay. And not everybody wants, like, I don't know. I think one of the negative feedbacks I get from people who are haters. Yeah, bitch, I got some haters. People that are haters is they think that I want to become famous.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. People love that word.
Like, they're like, oh, you want to be famous? You want to be so Hollywood? Bitch, first of all, I already am.
No.
And that's the confidence in me.
Exactly.
Second of all, don't come at me sideways. Third of all, I'm doing this because I love it. What are you doing? You're going to your miserable job every day.
Yeah. That's what I hope to, and that's what I always say is, like, I don't want to put myself on a pedestal of, like,
no.
Oh, I'm doing all this, but, like, I think I want to try to help people. Like, why? I feel like sometimes when people are miserable, and I've seen it in myself too, I'll just be angry, like, or mm-hmm. I'll be upset, or, like,
the
just,
haters.
Yeah, I'll be a hater too, but I won't, like, express it, but I'll just be, like, looking at life through, like, a dark lens. But that's because I'm not following my passion. But when I got into music, I was like, dang, like, I just see everything as, like, positive, like, in a sense, you know, like, so I want to help other people who are haters. Like, you don't have to be a hater. Like, it doesn't last that long. Like, you can get out of that position.
I'm laughing because you said dang, and the only thing I thought about when you said dang, like, I literally blacked out for a couple seconds, but I thought about, dang, we text each other a lot. My girl, she loves that's dead.
Wait, what is that? Is that a TikTok?
You don't know? No, it's mindless behavior. I'm going to have to put you on
after
the podcast.
Have to this.
Can't play it because I truly will get copyrighted. But yeah, you want to help people on their journey. And I think sometimes when people see you on your journey and doing well on your journey, instead of asking for that help, they lash out and they, like, say trolly things.
Yeah, it's coming from, it is coming from a place of themselves. And I've tried to learn, like, I haven't, like, received a lot of hate now, but I think as you progress and get reach a larger audience, you will. But in a sense, it's kind of like, it's kind of cool because that means you're not just reaching people who maybe like your close family or friends, you know? So like, it's kind of inspiring when you are getting hate because people are taking time out of the day, like what you're doing is bothering them, you know, in a sense. So it's like, why am I that important?
Right. Someone once said, like, any publicity is like good publicity, like even bad publicity. Like people are still talking, but try to limit the bad because we don't want those scandals. We don't.
Yeah, I kid. I couldn't. That's how I always think about like those like big celebrity scandals. Really? I'm like, oh, I could never. I don't know. But yeah, you got to like make sure you just have to tune into the good. But you have to realize the hate is going to come. Every single artist has hate. Like I said, it's just an audience that doesn't like. You'll find other people
who, but don't like be it. A fucking troll. That shit's annoying. Like, there are people, I'm gonna bring this full circle once again, there are people, I'm trying to say this in a nice way, there are people that have released music that I go and watch a video and I'm like, oh, that's not the genre that I like, so I'm not gonna follow up on your next releases, but I know how much bravery it takes to put that out there, so I'm not gonna sit there and type, this shit sucks. This track ain't fire. Like, why would I do that? Why would I waste my time to hurt someone else's feelings? Like, if I don't like someone's track that they're putting out, then I just won't follow them. And I think people need that mentality more.
They just, like, you could be doing something that benefits you in that time. And I always hear that quote and stuff, but I'm like, never really understood it. But then I'm like, it's so true. Like, I have that same thing. It doesn't mean when I check someone's music out or something they put out, I don't have to love it, but just the fact that I checked it out, like, I feel like that's cool, and then you can just move on if you don't like it. You don't have to, I don't know why, like, why be negative?
I don't know, and that frustrates me so much. I don't know why people, I don't know.
You could just be, I don't know, I just like to ignore that stuff. Just don't feed into it. I think sometimes, like, if someone is doing something that's really bothering you and they're pulling your name out there, I think that's different. And then you can defend yourself. I
mean, but like, look, you be singing music about people. So
yeah.
That's kind of exciting, though. Yeah. I think about that because I've seen, do you know who Tana Mojo is?
Is she blonde?
Yeah, she's like a YouTuber.
She's a YouTuber, it was Jake Paul or something.
Yeah, okay, that one. Okay, so I've seen, like, she dated Maud Sun and all these, I'm just name dropping today. I don't know why. But she dated Maud Sun and all these different musicians in LA. I don't know. I'm not her friend. I just like watch her YouTube videos periodically. But recently, like, a couple of her exes have come out with songs about her. And they have been so bad.
Like bad as in like
bashing her.
Oh, okay, okay.
And I don't know. Like,
it's kind of like,
it's kind of like, yeah, talk that shit about me, but also in the same sense, like, fuck, all these people are vibing to it.
Yeah. Like, that's what I, like, for the people I write my music about, I don't want them, like, you can get a big head, like, yeah, I'm writing about you, but I'm using, like, the pain that you gave me as a, like, to create something so cool. So I think that's also, like, you gotta keep that in mind. And plus, like I say, like, once a song is actually out, like, you're pretty much on to the next project by then because of... Yeah. How long it took, but yeah, it's kind of, like, I would want a song.
The chapter, though.
Yeah, I agree.
When you release the song, it's like you sit there, you write it, you're crying, you're singing it, you're recording whatever, and then like when you release it, it's like I can finally like move on past this part of me.
Yeah, because I look at it as not. I always say this, but I look at it as it's not my music anymore. In a sense, where like now it's open for people to look at it how they want. So I can have this idea, you know, but like once other people look at it, it's not really mine anymore. But I don't know. That's how I like to look at things. It's kind of weird, but whatever.
But it works, and it works for you.
It does.
So yeah, I want to wrap this up, but I like had one more thing to say. I want to talk about your future projects.
Okay.
But in all this time, like, I'm glad that I've met you as a creator here in Columbia and in, like, the Midwest, because I don't have a lot of creator friends, and I know that we talked about that, but it's nice to know, like, other creators' insecurities. Not to be, like...
No, I know what you mean.
Yeah, she's very insecure. She's not confident in her music. Not in that sense, but to know that other people are like consciously questioning what they're putting out,
mm-hmm.
because I do that too.
Yeah, they're not like super confident in it, like in a way, like,
yeah,
they still have doubts, like they, yes, because like we care about human. It
yeah. yeah, we still care about it, we're being vulnerable, we are putting out what we love and what we think, what we believe sounds great, and like we're so passionate about it, but like mm-hmm. people could hate it
and that's and not you gotta
receive
learn
it well.
Yeah, you gotta learn to be okay with that. That's the crazy part, because if you love it, I feel like that's what matters. Like sometimes yeah. if I have to question a song, like if people are gonna like it, I'm not putting that out, because if I put something out, I know like and you're, I love yeah. it, so like
and everything I put out, yeah, I love it. I yep. know that it is the best work that I can produce at that time.
Yep.
I always want to grow, so I may look back at the work that I'm producing now in 5 years and say, holy shit, like, what was that sound quality? But right now, like, I'm producing to my best ability. Yeah. And as long as you're doing that and you're loving every single part of it,
mm-hmm.
then
that's what
matters.
Yeah, that's what a lot of people
matters.
That's what a lot of people like. I had a friend that used to be like, you're such a perfectionist, you could be spending this time making more content. And I was like,
oh my god, that's so true.
Yeah.
Fuck.
But like, in a sense, it's like, if you don't put out things you completely love, what's the point? Like, if you yeah. like you said, maybe in a couple of years from now, I'll be like, oh, I don't like that. But at that, that's the way to
not
grow.
Not necessarily is, that you don't like that.
Yeah, you could
but
see.
But you see, like,
doing better. You could have seen
better,
improvement.
But like,
yeah.
I mean, the world changes so quickly too.
Yeah.
So things, technology is going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Beats are going to change. Mm-hmm. There will be new aesthetics presented. Yep. So it's not necessarily that you don't like it, but it's like, wow, like that's what it, like it's like TV back in the 70s.
Yep.
TV fucking was shitty in the 70s. And now look at it. We're in 4K quality. Mm-hmm.
But that was, you know, the best at that time.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So that's what
not
I'm saying.
Not that we don't like it.
Yeah,
you just
yeah.
do this whole spiel about loving everything you produce. And then you're like, I might look at it and say, I don't
oh,
like
yeah,
it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, no, no. But sometimes I have that like mentality. If I'm like working on a song and then I am working on a new one, it's not that I don't love the one I just finished, but it's like
yeah.
something exciting, something new, so you're just like, I guess you just pay more attention to that.
Mm-hmm.
But like I was saying, for like the perfectionist thing, if you don't put out things that you find perfect in that time, then I don't think you can grow, in a sense. Like,
no,
it's hard
can't.
To grow, because then you're never giving your 100% in anything you're doing, and that goes with a lot of things in life. But
yeah, and I just feel like we both are on these journeys.
Isn't that a Justin Bieber song too? Journeys or something? Or is that
what?
No? Is Justin, doesn't he have a song called Journeys?
I don't think Journeys. I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Never mind. Awkward. Cut that out.
But we're both on these journeys, and they're very similar, but they're very different in the same light. Like, we have a lot of emotions that we feel together, but then in order for you to create a project, it's a lot different than for me to create a project.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for you to brand, it's a lot different for me to brand. But they're very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. All I can say is that here we are, two different types of creators, a podcaster and an artist, a musician. And we're only starting. We're only at the beginning of our journeys, but we're not giving up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's most important, not to give up. So many people will say that they like want to be a director, they want to be a musician, they want to be, I want to do something outside the creative field, but I can't think of any jobs. They want to be a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
They want to be a fashion designer.
Mm-hmm.
They want to own their own restaurant. So many people say, I want to do this. Well, what's stopping you?
Mm-hmm.
You are. You truly are. Like, you're going to hit a lot of bumps on the road.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You're going to, at times, be your biggest supporter. You're going to, at times, be broke because you were funding the project. You are going to be exhausted and emotionally, physically, mentally drained at times. But if you don't believe in yourself first and you don't continue to push yourself, then you're always going to want that. You're never going to be that.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me sitting around a group of friends once I moved back in with my parents, just one night casually hanging out with them. And we were all talking about what life was like after college and what we were doing. Everyone was going around, yeah, I like my job, but I want to be a videographer. I like my job, but I want to be a photographer. I like my job, but I want to do this. And it was that conversation that really changed my mindset. I was like, oh shit, I don't want to say I want anymore. I am a podcaster. I am a host. Yeah. I am a content creator. And since I've owned that, that's when, like, I don't know, all of my dreams have become, are starting to come to fruition.
You got to speak to it as, I don't know if you know who Russ is.
Yeah.
Musician. So he has this book and he wrote something about, like, you have to speak in your, like, dreams and passion as the present tense. And, like, you're right. You have to say, I am a podcaster. Not, I'm going to become a podcaster.
Or not, like, I'm aspiring to be.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You have to say, I am a songwriter. Like, things like that. Like, but people are, I think people, and even myself included, I'd be like, but I'm not a songwriter. Like, but then if you really think about it, just ask, what is a songwriter? Someone who writes songs.
Yeah.
Okay, you do that, so you are a songwriter.
You are.
Or a singer, for example.
Like, guys, speak it into existence, because when you do, it becomes less weird. I think it's
hard to, like, talk to other people and say that, like, I'm a singer. You know,
you're a singer. What do you sing? The ABCs? Twinkle,
no,
twinkle.
No, literally.
Little star. Because I can sing that too.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I used to think that me reaching out to brands or creators in order to collaborate, I would say, this is kind of weird. I don't know why I would fucking say that, but I say, this is kind of weird. I'm a YouTuber and I have this great idea. Why would you ever promote yourself saying, this is weird, I'm a YouTuber, or this is weird, I'm a podcaster, this is weird, I'm a singer? No, I don't care how many followers you have. I don't care how many listens, likes, whatever. If you are starting out, you need to own that shit. I am a podcaster. I am a singer. I am a songwriter. I am an artist. And the sooner you start to claim that, the more you will see yourself in that light.
Exactly. Because you have to, it's like an affirmation. Like, you just have to just continuously believe that's what you are doing. I mean, what is, you just have to really think about it. Like, what is, like, blank, for example, a podcaster? What is a podcaster? And if you find
someone
yourself
talk shit like me.
That means you're a podcaster. Like, people just, I think we just think so much about things, and we can just simplify them.
Yeah,
so
and I think that we just think so much about things because there's such a societal construct of the life that we're supposed to live, where we're supposed to be at every single stage of life. And then whenever you venture off that path, it's everyone around you is still doing the same thing, where you're trying to do something different. So you are the outsider. You are the outcast. And everyone's like, oh, all these creators want to move to New York and LA. Why? Because that's where, like, the entertainment lies. And you have like-minded people in those areas, and they push you to continue. When you live in an area and you're the only individual doing what you're doing, it's kind of hard to just find the motivation to continue doing it, because then you feel like confined by others' ideas of how you should be, and then sometimes you settle.
Yep, you just,
and
you
say,
kinda,
get out.
You just
like
feel
the movie.
No.
That's gonna be me, y'all.
That's how you feel. Like, sometimes you just feel like it's just hard to find inspiration. Like, people think creatives are very creative all the time, and I think that's the hardest thing. And I hope when people ask, like, what are your goals with music, for example, it's just to continuously stay creative, because if you don't, that's when you lose. Like, that's when it just, I don't know, it's just hard.
Mine,
at that point,
yeah, mine, you know, would be like, continuously stay creative, honest, authentic, genuine, you know, all of that.
But yeah, it's very hard in areas where you don't have like-minded individuals.
Puberty. The voice crack.
No, literally. So yeah, it's very hard. But at the same time, it's kind of humbling, and it's kind of cool to follow creatives on Instagram. Like, I'll follow some people from, like, Canada or artists, and, like, I don't know, just cool to see that more often.
Yeah.
Because we don't see in our real, like, everyday lives, and just to see it on social media, even though social media is, like, a lie. But it is important. It helps you stay in that mindset of, like, even when I say, like, someone will be like, you want to hang out? I'll be like, I can't, I have to go record. Or, like, if I say my producer, like, I just sound like, I feel, like, weird saying those terms. But why? If you're around people that are doing, like, the same things as you, they'll be like, oh, okay, you have to go record, like, understandable. Yeah. But to someone who doesn't, like we talked about earlier, like, in the beginning, like, when they don't understand what you're doing, it's very hard to continuously, you know. And that goes with anything. Even, like, when I used to have a lot of tests and people would be like, you want to go out? And I'll be like, I can't, I have to study. They'll be like, oh, well, like, fuck that test. But like, what? Like, I got it.
Hey, that would be me.
No, literally.
Like, that is.
But like, that's what I'm saying is like, I don't know. It's just, you need to find, you have to have a healthy balance of keeping the people around you that are going to push you for those specific goals and then people mm-hmm. who are there for other aspects of your life too.
Yeah. And I know we talked a lot about creators, but like you mm-hmm. just summed it up. That can be with anyone. Like mm-hmm. you said, your test at the end, like my best friend, she works in a hospital and her goal is to get her boss's job mm-hmm. so that she can oversee her department and two different fields. Like yep. I'm a creator, but she's like pushing me and like I'm pushing her because we just both want more for ourselves.
Yeah.
And like she doesn't understand the creative aspect. That's why I have my own creative friends mm-hmm. who can actually like give me advice on how to push myself. Whereas, you know, we're just talking about those different things and how we can like level up.
Yeah.
But it can be like anyone. You just need to surround yourself by people who want the best for you, mm-hmm. who want you to do better and who are going to push you in whatever your career aspirations are. Mm-hmm. And if you are a creator, do not let anyone tell you that whatever you want to do is not worthy of.
Or it's not going to work out. Or
yeah, or it's not going to work out, or what type of money you're going to do. Don't let those negative affirmations get set in stone in your mind mm-hmm. because you are your biggest motivator mm-hmm. and doubter at the end of the day.
That is true. That is true. Everything runs through yourself first, which is like
yes.
good and bad thing. But that's we got to get out of our mm-hmm. own heads.
And one thing I will share that's really cool because we were talking about saying, I am an artist. I am a musician. I am a podcaster. I am. Mm-hmm. One thing that's really cool is, yeah, you may still be at the beginning of your journey and not feel like you truly are in that limelight yet, but other people will start to connect with you and see that you're like, I am this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I've just had a lot of people reach out to me on my journey. They're like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I love your podcast. I'm like, bitch, thank you.
It's inspiring.
And honestly, yeah, it does mean a lot whenever mm-hmm. folks reach out to me because I have not always been this confident. And mm-hmm. now that I am.
It's for people to recognize that. Yeah, yeah.
Can see that.
Yeah. I agree. It's cool to like see your art like impact other people.
Yes. So. And that's the best part of it. Like I do it for myself so that it's mm-hmm. therapeutic, but when others reach out and say that it's helped them or impacted them in some way, it just adds so much more value.
Mm-hmm. It helps you. It gives you that extra push too.
Yeah.
So I think that's the goal, just to reach a large audience.
And speaking of reaching a large audience, you have some exciting news.
Yeah. So I am currently working on a visual for a song that I want to release. I think I have embodied like a story I want to tell and I want to put it into different forms, and I'm excited and I'm kind of mm-hmm. nervous, but I think it will help me grow as an artist and find my sound. And
yeah,
but I'm just excited to, I guess,
graduating.
Oh yeah.
Well, you'll be graduating, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to be graduating in May with my bachelor's in engineering. So I'm excited. Yeah. Snaps.
That's crazy.
But I'm kind of scared. But
so you got a lot going on, but a lot of good.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see all these projects come out and be released. If you guys haven't already, be sure to follow Hannah on Spotify. Are you on Apple?
Yeah, all streaming platforms.
On all streaming platforms so that you know whenever her EP drops. You can also follow her on Instagram at, what's your Instagram?
Hannah Kanhasi, or Tanhasi. Kanhasi is HannaCanhasi.
Okay, that's where you follow her. And do you have any lasting thoughts?
I just want to say to the audience listening,
the Drunkenistas,
yeah, Drunkenistas, thanks for tuning in. I hope you're able to be inspired. I try to listen to podcasts that I feel inspired by, so I hope you are inspired from this conversation.
To follow your dreams.
Yeah, just follow your dreams and do what you want, because who cares? Like,
literally,
who cares?
Who cares?
Yeah. Who cares? Also, thanks for having me on here.
But also, people should care.
Yeah, but also still care and go check out my music.
Go check out her music.
If you want.
Keep subscribing to this podcast.
No, literally.
Help us out.
Share if you we want with your family and friends.
Yeah, share with your family and friends. But do the pull method, not the push, because we don't like the push method. Okay? We talked all about a lot of stuff on
we
this
did
podcast.
Free marketing strategies in this yes. podcast. Yes.
We are giving you guys beauty, brains, and motivation today. Okay? Ooh. But you all know I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say drink wells with others. I came here to party and I ain't going, 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 and I ain't going, going, going. It's time to stop overthinking and start drinking. Drinking.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.